This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
And all because the lady loves Bucks Fizz.
Could I be any more spoiled?
Oh, I think so. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, you've certainly made the most of this new bath since Friday.
Well, we both have. Weren't we clever to opt for taps in the middle? So much friendlier.
Even if I'm now smelling of what?
Egyptian rose blossom bath oil, a present from Kate.
Well, you smell gorgeous.
I really should get out before I turn into a prune.
I adore prunes.
Look, pass me my towel, would you, darling?
There you are.
Do you know, this has been the most blissful birthday. Wonderful presents from all the important people in my life.
And we're not finished yet. Now, close your eyes. Go on. Oh, the clasp's a bit fiddly. Now, open.
Justin, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember you saying ruby's your birthstone.
It looks particularly good with a towel.
Even better without.
I thought the French silk lingerie was my birthday present.
Well, that was yesterday.
You, my darling, are the gift that keeps on giving.
Now, you get yourself glammed up while I start laying out the buffet. Jolene popped by just now with a card and a bottle of Scruff gin.
Oh, dear, should we have invited her?
Of course not. This party's for family. Your family.
Our family?
No, very nearly. And that makes me inordinately happy. You don't think things will be awkward with Pat and Tony?
Trust me, darling, it'll be fine.
They've agreed to open the fete. Isn't that brilliant, Mum?
Well, these sisters,
Miriam and Lulu Duxford. Only two of the most influential chefs of 2017.
Yeah, I bet they can't knock up a chicken and mushroom pie like your dad, though.
Oh, well played, Anisha!
She and Molly are so nailing it. Harrison will be relieved. He's been practically doing batting orders in his
sleep. No, stay put, Molly! Yeah, that's it!
When he's not talking cricket, he's rechecking his spreadsheet.
Oh, she's nippy, that girl. Oh, sorry, my darling. What are you saying?
Well, Harrison's done a spreadsheet of all his savings.
Oh.
There's this ISA, that savings account, plus a few thousand he inherited from his auntie.
You weren't telling me you've snapped up a millionaire.
Hardly. But he's rich enough to put down a decent deposit on a house. For us. Our house.
Oh, that's great news, darling.
But, Mum, I've been thinking about it, and what have I got to contribute? Almost nothing. I mean, how can we be equals if he's the one with all the dosh?
Well, equals about more money.
But it's not how I want us to start our lives together. I want us to be 50-50 from day one.
Yeah, of course you do. In an ideal world.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Well, you ain't saying you're not going to go through with it because you haven't got as much money as him.
Well, I was wondering.
Oh.
And you know I wouldn't ask unless I had to. Mum, do you think that you and Kenton could maybe chip in a bit of spare cash, even just 2,000?
Oh, look, darling, I thought you might ask that.
I mean, I'll pay it back with interest.
Oh, as if I charge my own daughter interest. Look, I'll talk to Kenton and see if we can sort something out. I mean, I'd love to help if I can, but we aren't exactly rolling in it ourselves.
No, I know that, I do, Mum. And I wouldn't ask if it wasn't really, really important. Harrison! Hiya! Anisha's up to 30, isn't she?
27. Paxley are being totally trashed. I reckon I've proved my point.
Well, you didn't have much choice after so many of the men dropped out at last minute.
Yeah, Will's work, no doubt.
Well, as my old nanny used to say, huh? If you get lemons, make lemonade.
Sensible advice. So what you're saying, Harrison, is think positive. Obstacles are for jumping over. Mm. Hey, wouldn't you say, Fallon?
Ooh, it looks very expensive.
Well, I doubt a Marquis cut ruby on a solid gold chain comes cheap.
Justin knows, though, doesn't he, how old you are?
He knows I won't see 60 again.
But you haven't come clean.
Why should I? Age is just a number.
Oh, I'm so pleased that James made it today. Oh, it's good to celebrate with everyone who loves you.
Yeah.
Anyway, when do I get to see your marvellous new bathroom? Lillian, must you check your texts while I'm talking?
Oh, sorry. Just reminded me that... Oh, well, never mind.
Well, why are you so distracted?
Must be my age. Oh, and of course, Mum was happy to remind me of my advancing years. This is her present.
What a lovely frame. Oh, I remember this photo. It's our 10th birthday party, wasn't it?
Do you know, Jenny, sometimes I feel my age. And then sometimes I feel like that sweet little girl in the photo. Yeah, here I am, Granny Lillian. Oh.
Jennifer, that glass looks practically empty.
Oh, thanks.
Brian?
I'm on the fruit punch. Lovely party, you two.
Oh, good.
Justin, I was just chatting to Tony about the housing development. Mm-hmm. He wasn't sure when you intended to submit the planning application.
Oh, I shall be ready in a few weeks' time.
And are you ready for the backlash?
But if people round here don't approve, they'll certainly let you know.
Oh, I'll win them round. I always do. Now, who's for strawberries and cream?
That's not what Will's complaining about, Harrison. You know that. It's what you did at the EGM.
I fixed it so that we exist as a team. What else could I do? I wish Will had just wind his neck in and get over it.
Yeah, well...
And the women's performance today is certainly one in the eye for Will and the other mourners.
But Molly's done you proud today. Oh, and Tracy.
And I guess with more women playing, there's fewer men to be embarrassed by Tracy's chat in the changing room.
Maybe that's the real reason Will's stirring it. You couldn't face another week listening to her describing her stretch marks.
Oh, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. And explained how she learned the facts of life in glorious technique.
Oh, no wonder they're so angry with you, Harrison.
So, Justin reckons he can smooth over any disquiet about the housing development, does he?
Could be an uphill struggle, I imagine.
Too right. Well, I know you feel ambivalent about it.
Yes, I do.
I'm fairly sure Alice and Chris are against. And your mother. Let alone the usual suspects like Linda and Kirsty.
It's bound to divide people. Remember Grange Spinney? Oh, I wonder what Ambridge will look like when Rory's grown up.
Yeah, set in Aspic if the NIMBYs have their way.
Have we really run out of options to act as his attorney?
I did find myself looking round at the party to see if there was anyone we'd missed. And they were all over 60, apart from James Bellamy. I wouldn't trust him with my lawnmower. Adam keeps asking how close we are to getting the partnership up and running. I can't put it off forever.
Oh, look, he's still playing cricket.
Oh, can you see the score?
No. Looks like lots of women are fielding. Is that Lily? No. Oh, it's Molly Bunn. Gosh, she's fast.
Can't say I agree with Harrison's tactics, but I suppose you have to change with the times.
Absolutely, darling. Or our village team will be set in Aspic as well. Harrison should be congratulated for thinking outside the box. Women shouldn't be sidelined when they have so many different skills.
That's the answer.
What?
You clever girl.
I'll tell you, love. I'm ready to tackle Will Grundy head on. Today's result was 100% vote of confidence in my captaincy.
Mm-hmm. Can you get the cheese to go on the spuds?
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'd like? I'd like us to have one meal where we don't talk cricket.
Oh.
We could try it now, see how we get on.
Is it getting on your wicket?
There's a half bottle of wine in the fridge.
Yeah, nicely dodged, love. So, what would you like to talk about then? Rexy's birthday bash on Tuesday. Wonder if Anisha will make it.
How about we discuss this house that we want to buy together?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Talk about it and buy it. When do we start?
Well, it's great that you've got all your savings squirreled away, Harrison. I mean, it is amazing that we're so ready to do this.
We are, love, and it's going to be brilliant. There's a book coming, though, isn't there?
It's just... I can't feel comfortable about this when I know that you've got thousands stashed under your mattress and I've got zilch.
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
But it does. It should.
I don't give a monkey's.
And I do. We've got to start out as equals or it won't work.
What won't work? I'm trying to understand, love. I really am, but I don't know what you're getting at. What's mine is yours and vice versa. End of. Now pass us the cheddar.
Sit down, relax. We can load the dishwasher later.
Oh, it's been absolutely lovely, Justin.
A perfect birthday.
Pleased to hear it, my sweet. And I had a nice chat with Pat and Tony. I'd like to think we've drawn a line and moved on.
That's good. I have had some wonderful birthdays and some others I'd really rather forget. Let's see. I have my 18th in Italy, my 40th in Guernsey. Mm-hmm. And for my 21st, my folks threw me a boring party, but my boyfriend Nick managed to get us tickets for hair. Anyway, I wore a psychedelic mini dress, and at the end, I got to dance on stage with the cast. Oh, I can recall that moment so vividly. I thought that I would be 21 forever.
Oh, I remember hair. Caused quite a storm at the time. Late 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Oh, no, maybe it was on for years. I mean, maybe I saw it in the 70s or even later. It could have been a revival. Yeah, that's...
Lillian, darling, I know how old you are.
Oh, I thought you might. I just don't want to frighten you away because I'm so...
Beautiful, funny, feisty.
Am I?
You know you are.
You make me feel young.
We bring out the silly teenager in each other.
But there are so many beautiful young women out there who'd snap you up in a heartbeat. Ugh,
they'd bore me rigid within weeks. You, Lillian Bellamy, are my soulmate. And I'm yours. You okay?
Of course I am, darling.
Well, I've got one more present for you. Here, open your hand.
Oh, a shilling from... 1947.
Mm-hmm.
You've always known, haven't you?
Ah, what's there to know? We're just a pair of silly teenagers, and we always will be.
How many is it now?
8. Just need to finish these last two.
Are they new frames for the hive?
Yes. Some of the current ones getting a bit rickety. It's much easier to make them with two pairs of hands, especially when Kirsty insists on doing all the hammering.
Oh, I can let out all my frustrations about the new housing development.
Time for a coffee break, I reckon.
There you go, Jill.
Thanks.
Do you take sugar, Kirsty?
Oh, no thanks.
Do you know, I'm dead impressed with you two.
Making hive frames? It's hardly rocket science, Ruth.
Actually, I meant the Happy Friends Cafe and all the hours you're putting in.
Oh, they're an amazing bunch. Oh. You can't help getting caught up in their enthusiasm.
I knew I wanted to be involved from the very first day. It's such a great idea.
Well, that makes complete sense. We waste so much food.
Oh, all the stuff chucked out by the supermarkets is absolutely fine to eat. Last week, we were given 6 crates of peppers.
What?
6? Nothing wrong with them, was there?
I've never stuffed so many peppers in my life. But they never end.
Oh, now the cafe's got to move out next week. Just like that.
I mean, I know it was a pop-up cafe, but still...
Any word on a new location?
Jonah said they may have found a new place, a small industrial unit on the bypass.
As if people without transport can just pop up there whenever they're in need of a cheap, nourishing meal. And from what I can gather, it'll take weeks just to clean it and make it fit for purpose.
That doesn't sound very hopeful.
It makes my blood boil, Ruth. I'm writing to the local councillor about it. Surely they can offer them a better site. If that isn't an important local issue to get behind, I don't know what is.
It's a bit early for me, Jolene. The sun isn't even remotely over the yardarm.
How's about a refreshingly long scruff gin and tonic? Heavy on the tonic.
You twisted my arm. Not too heavy, though.
Sounds like you had a great birthday.
Oh, it was the best. Quite literally. And thank you for your card and present.
Well, I'm guessing Justin did you proud.
Oh,
Jolene. He really is the sweetest, most generous man ever. How I deserve him at my advanced age, I just don't know.
No, you two are made for each other.
I thought he'd run a mile if he found out I'm 70. But he knows, and guess what? Doesn't care. Sometimes I have to pinch myself.
How was the party?
Well, it wasn't really a party, just family, you know. James made a flying visit. He and Leonie seem to be on an even keel at the moment, or as even as it ever gets with those two.
Why do the young put so much pressure on their relationships? I mean, Fallon's finding things to worry about, even though she couldn't be happier. What's that all about?
She's fallen on her feet with Harrison. He's drop-dead gorgeous, smart.
Yeah, and ever so sensible with money. But for some reason, Fallon thinks that's a minus, not a plus.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think it all goes back to her watching me and her dad make such a lash-up of our marriage. So now she thinks all relationships end in tears. And if she and Harrison break up, she don't want to be beholden to him. I feel so guilty, Lillian. Did I make her fear the worst because of me and Wayne?
Oh, maybe it is down to you.
Oh, don't say that!
No, Jolene, hear me out. You brought Fallon up to be independent. She wants to have an equal stake in her relationship. That's to be commended, and that's down to you.
You're right, it is. Is it?
Absolutely. And if there was a splash more gin in my tonic, I'd make a toast to her. And to you.
Oh, go on then.
Guess what? I've got another volunteering gig. One of Adam's pickers put an ad in the shop window looking for a native speaker to practice her English on. We've arranged to meet for a chat.
Where's she from?
Bulgaria, I think. Her name's Lexi. Her English sounded fine on the phone, so it's not going to be too taxing. And be nice to help if I can.
Good for you. That's an excellent thing to do. Right. Here we are. Let's collect the frames first and don't forget to flick them firmly to shake off the bees.
Yeah, you're the expert.
Suppose I am. I've never really seen myself as an expert at anything.
Are you kidding? All this. The bees, your home, your family, Ambridge. None of it would be here without you. Okay, apart from Ambridge.
No. I met the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life with 60 years ago. And all this just happened. I can't take the credit.
You made it happen. You're a real role model, Jill.
As you are for me, Kirsty. Volunteering in the cafe's given me a real sense of purpose.
Awful news about what's replacing it, though. Honestly, it'd be funny if it wasn't so depressing.
Why, what have I missed?
Well, apparently the site's been taken over by a high-end restaurant. You know, 40 quid for a bit of smeared sauce and a raw duck breast.
No, that's disgraceful.
It's called something French. Les Soeurs Heureuses, the Happy...
Sisters?
Yeah, the Happy Sisters. Weird name.
It hasn't got anything to do with those celebrity sisters Brian mentioned.
No, I don't know. Jonah said the chefs are called, Duxford.
That's them. The Duxford sisters. So it's their restaurant that's taking over from the Happy Friends.
So it seems.
Brian was telling me that he's reserved a table for their gala opening night.
Has he? Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Another G&T?
Oh, why not? When Justin's away in London, I do find myself kicking my heels.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It really does. You know, when we were a secret, I didn't allow myself to miss him in case I got hurt. Now look at me.
Being happy takes years off you.
Yeah, that and the Botox.
I hope Matt's keeping his distance. You don't want him raining on your parade.
He's keeping his distance, all right. You can see how settled I am with Justin, and he's ancient history.
Good. There you go.
Cheers, darling. And that must be why he didn't even bother to send me a birthday card.
Why, you weren't expecting one, were you?
Good Lord, no, of course not. That'd be very inappropriate. Or a present. I'd have been silly to expect him to buy me some little gift for old time's sake. Oh. Don't be ridiculous, Jolene. Matt Crawford's history. Ancient history.
Yeah, you said.
David's out with the ewes right now. I can ring him if you like.
No. Actually, it's you I wanted to see, Ruth.
Oh, OK, then. Well, have a seat.
Oh, thanks. It's about Rory.
Is he okay?
Oh, good Lord, yes, he's fine. He got back home on Saturday. Seems to have been sleeping ever since.
I'm sure Ben will be pleased to catch up with him.
Yes.
Well, spit it out, Brian.
Right. You know, we've set up this partnership to keep Home Farm on an official footing for all the big decisions.
Hmm.
Well, obviously, Rory's a partner, along with Adam, Debbie, Kate and Alice. But he needs an attorney, and I want someone to speak up for him and look after his interests until he's 25.
That makes sense.
So what do you think?
I agree. It protects all of you, doesn't it? Plus, it's a legal necessity, I'd have thought. Ah, and you're saying you want me to do it?
Well, I was working up to it, yes. I can't think of anyone better.
And so you ended up with me?
No, no, what... What I mean is, you'd be perfect. OK, OK, one or two possible candidates I could approach. But can I be totally frank with you, Ruth?
I'd expect nothing less, Brian.
It's rather a sensitive situation, you know. I mean, Rory's start in life and the death of his mother. Jenny's done an amazing job bringing him up and treating him like her own son. And, well, it would be wonderful for him to have the support of another woman who isn't direct family. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
I mean, I see how you run Brookfield with David, how you provide a real grounding in farming and in life to Pip, Josh and Ben.
I certainly know how to deal with hormonal teenagers who think they know everything.
You're your own person, with a wealth of farming experience and life experience. I so admire that.
Oh, that's... Thanks. That's very nice of you.
And I promise it won't be an onerous task. Far from it. Especially because I know Adam and Debbie will back me all the way. What do you say?
You weren't expecting an instant answer, were you?
Oh, you take as long as you like. Huh. End of the week okay with you?
Right, okay.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Bye then.
Speak soon.
Brian!
Oh, hello, Jill. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Have you got a moment?
Well, I just popped in to see Ruth. I'm a bit pushed now.
I need a word.
OK.
Les Heures Heureuses.
Oh, that's three words and they're French.
Is that the restaurant you're so excited about?
Absolutely. Such great news that the Duxfords are coming to Borchester.
Well, if you've got £100 to blow on a meal, it's terrific.
I have a feeling you're being ironic.
You do know what it's replacing. Actually, you probably don't.
They're setting up in that old department store, I believe. Good thing, too. It's starting to look very tatty.
Your restaurant is replacing the Happy Friends Cafe, where Kirsty and I volunteer.
Oh, I didn't know that's where it was. We can't be very hygienic at the current state of that building.
We make meals with food that would otherwise be dumped. Proper, nourishing meals for people who are struggling to get by.
You're an excellent cook, Jill. They must feast like kings.
So... A project that supports people with no money is being replaced by an indulgence that supports people with no sense.
Kirsty
showed me an article about the Duxfords on her phone. They come over as arrogant, entitled and pretentious, and very good at blowing their own trumpet.
I tell you what, why don't I treat you to a slap-up dinner there sometime?
Do you want people to go hungry so that you can eat hay-smoked Quebecois scallops on a haggis foam?
Come the revolution, I'll get by on dry bread and gruel as punishment for being comfortably off. But until then, and no offence, Jill, I'll eat what I like, where I like.
I'm sure you will.
Justin, I think you're having dinner with that boring man with a nose. I miss you. I can't sleep in the middle of the bed anymore, and that's all your fault. Damn it, who can that be?
Bring me, will you? Doesn't matter how late. Love you. Bye. Hello? Anybody there? Who the hell are you? No, don't you bite, you silly pup. I just want to read this note. Did you really think I'd forget? Happy birthday, Puss Cat.
that's terrific news, Linda. Fallon must be over the moon.
Oh, yes. I'm very pleased for her.
I was just reading about their rise to celebrity chef status in Borsetshire Life. Marion and Lulu?
Miriam and Lulu, oh. Yes. Although that moody black and white portrait makes them look more like wanted criminals than happy sisters.
Oh, well, it'll really put our fate on the map.
Well, I just hope we can provide a welcoming village environ. Have you seen the state of the green?
The cider bottles, you mean?
It's those rowdy lads congregating at all hours. I've mentioned it to Harrison, but a further nudge from you wouldn't go amiss.
Oh, it can't hurt. Oh, it's Oliver. Do you mind if I just get this?
Of course not. I'll leave you to it.
Oliver, hi. How lovely to hear from you.
Sure, I wasn't sure if you'd... I thought I should be the one to say before you heard...
Heard what? Sorry, can you speak up? You're very faint.
It's Caroline. I've lost her. She's died.
Sorry, I thought you said...
I did. I'm so sorry, Shula. She died yesterday. I couldn't have you not knowing. It was probably a stroke. That's what the doctor thinks, but we'll know when they've done a post-mortem.
Oliver, I can't take it in.
We'd had such a lovely day. Swimming in the morning. She bought too many peaches in the market because she got her Italian numbers muddled up. She's always doing that. Lunch at our favourite cafe. She went off to have a snooze by the pool while I answered a few emails and... Well, she never woke up.
Oh, Oliver.
We've lost our wonderful girl, Shura.
Do you have people, neighbours, to be with you? You can't be by yourself like this.
Eleanor's heading for JFK right now. She'll be here tomorrow. You mustn't worry about me.
Well, how can I not?
Well, I've spoken to a brother and to a sister, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard saying the words when you don't believe them. I was wondering, could you possibly tell people in Ambridge for me? It'd be such a weight off my mind.
Well, of course I will. Straight away.
She was going to make chutney with all those peaches. Oh, Shula, what am I going to do?
I'm sorry, Lillian, but Matt went out at 8:30. He booked a cab to Hollerton Junction, so I imagine he'll be gone all day.
So I'm left holding the baby. Thanks a bunch, Matt.
Oh, my goodness. There's a dog on the end of your scarf.
Thank you, Linda. I had noticed.
Well, whose is it?
Well, I'm looking after it for a friend. Please don't make me explain.
Well, your friend should at least have provided you with a proper lead.
Yeah, I'm beginning to realise that.
I can take a message for Matt, if you'd like to leave one. But you'll probably reach him quicker by phone.
Oh, I'm sorry if I was rude, Linda. I'm on a bit of a short fuse this morning. No, please don't cry.
No, it isn't you, Lillian. It's Caroline. It's been some awful news. She passed away.
Caroline?
Oliver rang Shula this morning. Fortunately, I was there to comfort her when she got off the phone.
But how? When?
I don't know the details. Just that it was... very sudden. I didn't want to press Shula when she was so distressed.
Oh. Well, certainly puts my ridiculous little crisis into perspective. Oh, poor Oliver.
I know.
They were such a devoted couple.
Soulmates. And so happy in Italy. I must put myself together and be professional. I am the public face of Grey Gables.
Look, a splash of cold water might help.
Right. Lillian, please let me lend you Scruff's old lead. I couldn't bring myself to... Well, not after he... Oh, dear.
If I can just untangle myself from this silly dog, I'm giving you a hug.
We appreciate you coming over, don't we, Clary?
Yes, thank you, Shula.
Well, I promised Oliver. I feel so helpless. But if it takes the pressure off him...
Oh, poor man. What must he be going through? We need to tell William.
And Joe and Ed and Emma.
Oh, them too, of course. But William's her godson.
I could ring him if you think that's best.
No, no, that's too much for you today. We'll do it. Eddie, ring him now.
Oh, I can't tell him over the phone, love. I wouldn't have the words.
Well, just say we'll be coming over. We should be with him when he hears.
Yeah, right-o.
He couldn't have had a better godmother.
And she was so lucky to have a friend like you.
Oh. I was going to phone her this week for a chat. I meant to phone her at the weekend, but I got caught up in a stack of hunt admin. I told myself, clear out your in tray, then you can call Caroline. But I got distracted. Oh, I should have ignored that stupid bloody in tray and just picked up the phone.
You mustn't let that settle in your head, Shula, or it'll take root. You can't beat yourself up about one silly, forgotten phone call.
I left a message. We owe them everything, her and Oliver. I don't like to think about where we'd be if they hadn't helped us out.
Did Oliver say anything about the funeral?
I didn't ask. I should have asked.
Oh, hey, no beating yourself up. That's an order.
I'll try. Well, I'll head over to see Kathy now. Oh, please send Will my love.
You take care now.
This isn't happening, is it?
Oh, love. I wish I could tell you that it's some horrible mistake.
But it isn't.
Afraid not.
Honestly, Matt, how many messages must I leave before you bother to call back? I tried to return your ridiculous present this morning because I don't want it. Me and a puppy. It yaps all the time and has left tooth marks in my new handbag. If you don't take it back, it's going to the Animal Rescue Centre. Oh, and I'm invoicing you for the bag. Oh, Matt. Caroline Sterling has died. I haven't spoken to poor Oliver. They were such a sweet couple. Utterly devoted to each other. It's just so unbearably sad.
Well, what should I do? Should I do something because I'm her godson?
Oh, Shula's seen to everything today, love. She was very upset, so we said we'd come over and tell you.
Well, I should phone Oliver. Well, what do I say, Mum? Oh, I don't know what to say.
Maybe call him later, William.
Oh, but he's all by himself.
No, Shula said his daughter's flying over from New York. They made some good friends where they live. I'm sure they'll be taking care of him.
Caroline isn't... wasn't old, was she?
1 year younger than me.
62 is no age at all.
Well, I should tell Nick. Oh, she's at her mum's.
Oh, just sit for a little while, love. You need to let it sink in.
Yeah. Well, we kind of got used to not having her close by anymore, what with them being in Italy, but this is just... and all they did for us, our family.
Joe would be long gone if we hadn't moved back to Grange Farm. They were so generous of them.
We can't expect things to stay as they are.
Not now, Eddie.
What I mean is, well, Oliver won't stay in Italy. He'll want his house back.
Eddie, enough. This is not the time.
You're right, I'm sorry, love. Didn't mean to say it out loud.
Whatever happens, I tell you one thing, this B&B nonsense stops right now. You're ringing all our bookings first thing tomorrow to cancel them.
Yes, of course.
Looks like the money we saved from doing it's going to... come in handy sooner than we thought.
Oh, listen to yourselves. How can you be talking about your stupid B&B and your stupid savings? It isn't right. Not today.
I should go after him.
I'll let him be for a minute. It's a lot to take in.
Your mum's made you a hot sweet tea. 3 sugars. She made me have one too.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
We wanted to say sorry if you thought we was being insensitive back then.
I didn't think it, Dad. You were.
Oh, you know what I'm like. Foot in mouth before brain engages. I was wrong, and I wanted you to know that.
That's okay. Do you remember that dirt bike Caroline got me for my 16th birthday?
Yeah, and that car she helped you buy when you got your licence? Mm. Oh, that was a beauty.
Oh, she was so generous. You know, not just because she was my godmother. Wicked sense of humour.
Smashing laugh.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that laugh. Do you know, Dad, life-changing stuff like this makes everything else shrink down into dust. Work hassles, George being a right little... because he knows it winds me up. Who's on the cricket team and who isn't? It really isn't that important, is it?
Oh, let's see. I've told the Grundys and Jolene and Kenton, Kathy and Auntie Peggy. I just got back from Usha and Alan's and... oh, just everyone. They all send their love.
Thank you, Shura. I wasn't sure how I was going to get through today.
I should get some sleep if I were you. Eleanor will be with you tomorrow.
I just need to find her glasses.
Eleanor's?
Caroline's, her reading glasses. She must have put them down somewhere. She's always doing that. I've looked everywhere.
Oh, leave it till morning, please.
I've got a list here of what I need to remember to tell people. Here we are. Tell Shula that Caroline... Caroline will be cremated here. And we'll have an Italian service. I'll fly back after that.
Please stay with us. I insist.
That would be lovely. What else? Oh, yes. Shula to arrange memorial service in Ambridge.
Oh, Oliver, wouldn't you rather wait until you get here? We can discuss it all then.
It has to be you, Shula. But of course, if you'd really rather not...
No. It's just so... it has to be right for Caroline.
That's why I hoped it would be you.
Yes.
Yes, you'll do it?
Yes, I understand. And yes, Oliver, I'd be proud to do it.
This is amazing, Lexi. We've got so much to talk about.
And do you think you can help me to improve my English?
Your English is fantastic.
It's adequate. I'm understood, but I want to use English that is more relaxed, more real, like you speak, Kirsty. How much should I pay you?
I don't want any money. I want to hear all about your life in... where is it?
Bistrița.
Bistrița.
This is not far from Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria. Have you ever been there?
No, but I'd love to.
I live with my mother. I was married, but no longer. We were both too young, I think. I have two daughters, Nivenia and Violetta. Oh. The house full of women. Can you imagine all the noise and argument?
Oh, you must miss them. Oh,
so much. But I must go where the work is. I have a degree in hospitality, and I hope this would give me opportunities in the UK. But maybe not anymore.
We're all in limbo, aren't we?
Limbo?
We're all waiting to see what happens next. Yeah.
And now I pick strawberries. I even dream of strawberries. So many strawberries.
Would you like another coffee?
Excuse me?
Would you... oh, Lexi, this is impossible. Why don't we carry on at my house? Would that be okay with you?
Nice one. This I learned when I first arrived.
I still can't believe it, Jill. Caroline was so full of life. So... oh, I don't know, so passionate about everything she did. It's a huge loss.
Losing your partner. Nothing can be as it was before.
Will she be buried in Italy?
Cremated. Shula spoke to Oliver's daughter this morning.
I rang Shula last night. We both got a bit teary. They were like sisters, weren't they?
Caroline was part of the family. Oliver's asked Shula to organise a memorial in Ambridge. She's a bit daunted, but how could she say no?
Wow, that is a responsibility. Nice to be asked, but what if it's more than you can cope with?
You still talking about the memorial, Ruth?
Yeah, but I'm also thinking about what Brian asked me, acting for Rory in the partnership.
So you'll say yes?
I'm not sure. It's a minefield.
Say no, then. Brian can't expect everything to go his way.
He's really annoyed you about that swanky restaurant, hasn't he?
Who's annoyed you? Oh, I could murder a coffee and a bit of cake.
Honey and almond in the tin. I'll put the kettle on.
Your mum thinks Brian's the worst kind of food snob. And I'm still wondering whether to take on this attorney thing. Though I really don't believe all that stuff about Rory needing a woman to do it.
Oh, maybe not. It was probably Brian on a charm offensive. Although, I must admit, I'm surprised you didn't consider me. You know, what with all my NFU experience. Hang on. Maybe he did.
You never said.
A fortnight ago, he was dead keen to meet for a drink, talk about farming. But then we got into this conversation about feeling old. Do you know, I reckon he was interviewing me for the job and I've talked myself out of it.
Because you're so old?
Are you implying that I'm second best?
Careful how you answer that, David.
As if I dare. So, Brian reckons I'm too long in the tooth, eh? Talk about pot and kettle. I'll outlive him. No problem.
Oh, please, no more talk about death today. I can't bear it.
No, Mum. No, of course not.
And you are married?
Me? No. No, I'm single.
But you live with a man, I think. Those are his clothes on the washing line.
Oh, Roy. Yeah, Phoebe's dad.
Ah.
Yeah, we're housemates. Well, I'm his lodger.
I'd forgotten what it's like to live amongst men. The other pickers are nice, but some are very young. They don't know how to clear up their things, and they like to smoke and drink when old people like me have gone to bed.
I bet you're exhausted after a day's fruit picking.
What is a good way of saying exhausted?
I say knackered.
When I am knackered after a day's fruit picking, I like to read one of the books that have been left in the caravan. I am now reading Misery by Stephen King. Do you know this book?
No, but I've seen the film. Freddie Partridge is on the picking team, isn't he?
Oh, I feel very sorry for him. He has a hard life. He lives in a slum house and his poor mother struggles to make ends meet. Is that correct?
No, it's flipping not. Your English is perfect, but Freddie's been winding you up.
I can tell this means he's been lying.
Yeah, he lives in a big stately home. His mum's loaded and rich.
For heaven's sake! Phoebe! Come and move this stuff now!
She's not here, Roy.
But her clutter is. I can't even get through my own front door.
Roy, this is Lexi.
Yeah, we've met. Hi.
You are Phoebe's father.
Yeah, that's me. Honestly, Kirsty, the shift I've just done, I really don't need her being so thoughtless. I mean, everyone's upset about Caroline. Linda was in tears on reception, and Ian wasn't concentrating, but we still had to deal with a bunch of rude accountants who thought we weren't providing gold standard service for their stupid away day.
I think perhaps I should go.
No, don't. Roy's a sweetheart after a cuppa. Aren't you, Roy?
Not today. Look, I'll just keep out of your way until I calm down.
Oh, you don't have to. Thank you, Kirsty. I hope we can chat again soon. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, Lexi. Give me a call, yeah? Well, that certainly wasn't gold standard politeness, Roy.
I'm just tired, okay? But mostly, I'm really, really sad. Caroline was a diamond.
I know.
Anyway, how did it go with Lexi?
Oh, yeah, she's great. And her English is brilliant.
Oh, yeah?
She was hoping that she'd get more permanent work in the UK. But now...
Yeah, well...
Oh, I know you don't approve.
Oh, come on, Kirsty, that's not fair.
Really? After the way you voted in the referendum?
I've got nothing against Lexi or her mates... But what's wrong with letting a country have control over its own borders, eh? What's wrong with prioritising British people for British jobs?
Oh, I don't see many locals queuing up to work in the polytunnels, do you?
Well, Phoebe's working there.
For a bit of extra cash for a holiday. It's not exactly a career choice.
We're not going to agree on this one.
Maybe not.
Can I have that cuppa?
Oh, what did your last slave die of? Hey, you up for a bit of gossip?
Try me.
Apparently... Rex got totally legless on his birthday pub jaunt.
So?
So they all end up in a pub in Honiton, and half an hour later, Rex leaves with some blonde girl from the next table.
Ooh. Was Anisha there?
Apparently not. On call, I think.
Well, didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah. Way to go, Rex.
I'm out with Kirsty after lunch. We're picking up some donations from a Whole Foods shop in Darrington.
What? Surely your cafe's got younger volunteers to do all the heavy lifting.
If I can clean a family bathroom and make soup and sausage rolls, I can definitely lift a box or two.
I know you can, Mum. And this is possibly the most delicious minestrone you have ever made.
Flattery will get you a thick ear. Just ignore him, Jill. He's still smarting from Brian thinking he's too old.
Perish the thought!
Well, no offence, love, but I can't help thinking I must have been his first choice.
None taken. But like you said, you talked yourself out of it. That's hardly Brian's fault.
I do wonder if the IBR business has made him think twice.
Brian's really struck a nerve, hasn't he?
Maybe.
Let's get this straight, David. For whatever reason, Brian asked me, OK? And I reckon I'd do a good job looking after Rory's affairs. Nobody thinks you're too old except you. So get over it.
Lexi, wait.
Oh, hello.
You dropped your magazine.
Thank you. I pretend I buy it to improve my English, but really, I like all the gossip.
Your English is way better than my Romanian.
I am from Bulgaria.
Ah.
I'm sure you don't think we're all the same, but those boys on the green over there, they do.
I'm sorry if I was rude earlier. It's been one of those days.
I understand. And I understand also that you have a daughter who is very untidy. Mine is called Violetta. She's 14.
Teenagers, eh? Mm-hmm. Those lads, though, I don't think they're causing any aggro. They're just bored.
I'm sure they ignore you. Perhaps they know you, or you know their parents.
That one in the brown hoodie, his sister was a mate of Phoebe's before she went to uni. He's a bit lively, but he's not a yob.
A yob? I don't know this word. Is it boy spelled backwards?
Oh, yeah. Suppose it is. Yeah, no, yob means troublemaker. Kirsty's right, your English is ace.
Thank you, I think.
4 dozen cartons of almond milk. Don't know what the cafe can make with that.
How about rice pudding? We could serve it with a nice plum compote.
Who needs celebrity chefs when Jill Archer's in the house? Oh, thanks for driving, by the way.
I'm enjoying it. Lovely day for an outing.
Oh, good. Lexi's just texted to say she'd like more English conversation sessions if I'm up to it. I think she means up for it. I just think it's such a shame that our amazing cafe's being evicted, only to be replaced by that up-itself restaurant.
Brian heard my views a couple of days ago. I thought I could make him feel guilty, but he wasn't having it.
Ian told me that within the industry, the Duxford sisters are famous for their extravagance and waste. Can you imagine what they've been at the end of a busy night?
It's so wrong. We mustn't sit back and just let this happen.
Well, I'm not sure what we can do, Jill. Especially now that Fallon's got them opening the Ambridge Fete.
Do you reckon we should sort out the draft ewes tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll need to keep back a few more this year too.
Right, it's a date. So, what do you think about me becoming Rory's attorney?
Totally your call.
I know what Brian's like. He thinks if he turns on the Aldridge charm, I'll fall in with him.
Yeah, well, if he thinks you're easy to persuade, he's in for a nasty shock.
You persuaded me to bring you tea in bed this morning.
Yeah, but that's only because I am old and you felt sorry for me.
Yeah, right. I do worry about Rory, though. That lad deserves the best chances in life. If it means keeping a proper eye out for him for the next few years, so be it.
You're a great choice, Ruth. No, seriously, the Home Farm Partnership would be lucky to have you. And Rory certainly would. You going to say yes, then?
Possibly. I said I'd get back to Brian tomorrow.
Let's see how he reacts when I lay out me terms and conditions.
Look, we're nearly there, Adam, I promise you. And then the partnership will be 100% ready for liftoff.
Hello? Only me?
Look, I've got to go. Righto, bye.
Oh, sorry, darling, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, glad you did, Lillian. What on earth have you got there?
Your punch bowl. Jenny lent it to me for the party. What did you think it was?
I meant the dog.
Oh, Donald's. Oh.
Well, you just missed Jenny. She's gone shopping in Borchester.
Oh, puppy, leave Brian's shoelaces alone.
Hello, young fella. What's his name?
He's a she, actually, and her name's... Pooch. Yeah, that's it, Pooch.
She's a sweet little thing. Come on. Aren't you, Pooch? Yes, you are.
She's an annoying little thing. I'm looking after her for a friend who didn't think to provide a lead, so Linda's had to lend me one of the late scruffs. Oh, poor Linda. You know, she's terribly upset about Caroline. Everyone's in shock. You were very close too, weren't you?
What? Yes. I was very sorry to hear. Anyway, Jenny's written to Oliver.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Caroline dying so suddenly like that. Gosh, it makes you think. You know, about what being happy is all about.
Yeah, it really does, yeah. Now, I'm sorry, Lillian. I'd love to talk. Ruth's popping round any minute.
Yeah, well, don't. Yeah, I won't keep you. I don't suppose you've seen Matt in the last couple of days.
No, why?
Oh, not to worry. Not important.
Hey. Not too early, am I? Oh, hi, Lillian.
Hi.
And who are you, you gorgeous little thing?
Pooch, Ruth, Pooch. Look, right, I'll leave you to it. If you see Matt, will you tell him to call me?
I will.
Come on in, you ridiculous.
Come and have a seat, Ruth. Would you like coffee?
I've just had one, thanks. Okay, then. I thought I should let you know my thoughts about becoming Rory's attorney as soon as possible. You must all be chomping at the bit to get this going.
Well, Adam certainly is.
I'm very flattered that you asked me, Brian. But it's really important you understand that I'm no pushover.
Sorry?
If you approach me because you think I'll back you up loyally every time, well, I'm not the one for you.
Another cuppa?
Please.
Well, so long as we keep it in the family, I don't mind if the tea room beats the bull in the local ingredients category tomorrow. I'd rather lose to you than anyone else.
Wouldn't it be great if Helen won again for her cheese?
Wayne's making canapés for one of the stalls. Bellworthy wine merchants. Mm. He'll want to know which one you prefer. The goat's cheese tartlets or the mini beetroot burgers?
Tell him the burgers should never, ever be purple. And that's a rule for life.
Don't you want to answer that, darling?
Well, it's probably Jill Archer again. You know, she left 3 voicemails this morning. I hope that wine merchant's paying Dad well.
He drove a hard bargain.
But he's still not rich enough to help his only daughter buy a house.
Is this mortgage business still bugging you?
I can't help it, Mum. I don't want to be Harrison's kept woman.
Oh.
When we buy a house together as equals, or we're doomed.
No relationship's doomed, darling.
You think I'm being silly?
No, not silly. Sensible. But maybe just a little bit too sensible. It is possible to overthink things sometimes.
I'm guessing that means that you and Kenton can't help with the money.
Oh, darling, we would in a heartbeat. But you know our situation. Paying back Ruth and David. Ugh. Investing in Toby's gin. We're living from month to month for the foreseeable.
Yeah, I thought so.
I honestly can't think of anyone better suited to be Rory's attorney than you, Ruth. I was speaking to Debbie about it yesterday, and she said to tell you she hopes you say yes.
You can flatter me all you like, but I'll only agree if you hear me out.
Oh, far away.
I'd be honoured to be Rory's attorney. He's a great lad. And that's all down to you and Jennifer. But I'll be my own person.
Absolutely.
And I won't be used by you to support whatever battles you're fighting with Adam or Debbie. I won't take sides. Is that clear?
That's music to my ears.
Good. Well, in that case, it's a yes, then.
Oh, I'm so pleased, Ruth. Come on, let's shake on it. You drive a hard bargain. You must get your straight talking from Jill.
Probably. And from me mum, too.
Jill's been bending my ear about that new restaurant in Borchester.
She did mention something.
She doesn't approve of me reserving a table for their gala opening.
She's become quite evangelical about waste.
And I applaud her for it.
She didn't persuade you to cancel, then?
I'm afraid not.
So, if I leap on a train straight after my meeting, I shall be back home in time for supper.
Yeah, can't wait, darling. I've missed you.
Me too. Let's have a quiet evening in and an early night.
It's just what I was thinking. Noah, you let go now. That cushion's Chinese silk.
Lillian, is that a dog?
Sort of. Oh, well done. Now, who's a good... Yes, you are.
No, it is or it isn't.
Well, it's a puppy. She's just licked my face. Oh, no, get down, you dog.
I go to London for 2 days and you get a dog.
Well, I didn't get her. She got me. I'm dog-sitting for a friend, that's all.
Which friend?
You don't know her. Petra. She lives in Kenilworth. Dog mad. It's only for a day or two. She'll be gone before you get home. Now, don't you give me that look.
What?
Honestly, Justin, I swear she understands every word I say.
Oh, you sound quite smitten.
No, of course not. I'm not a doggy person. Look, darling, I better go. It's probably time she went outside again.
Okay, well, I'll text you if I'm delayed. Bye.
Bye-bye, darling. You are dropping me right in it, you naughty pup.
Yeah, there have been some complaints about those lads, as it happens. I'll keep an eye on them for you.
Yeah, thanks, Harrison. There you go. A pint of Shires and a large Merlot. On the house.
Hey, no need for that.
Oh, please, my treat.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah, well, it's the least I can do. It's all I can do, more like. Excuse me, eh? Hello, my darling. What can I get you?
Shall we sit outside? I've got some news.
Okay.
Well, go on then, Harrison. I'm all ears.
Well, first of all, Will Grundy rings, out of the blue.
Oh?
Yeah, and says he's still angry about how I wangled the women onto the cricket team, but he's prepared to let bygones be bygones.
What's changed his mind?
Well, reading between the lines, I think he's very cut up about Caroline Sterling.
Right.
Well, it makes you think, doesn't it, when something like that happens. Forces you to work out what's really important in life.
Yeah, right.
You okay, love?
Yeah. Oh, it's just Jill Archer won't leave me alone. She's left messages all day. And then I'm just off the phone after firming up the details with the Duxford sisters' PR, you know, about opening the fete. And Jill rings again. Says she doesn't think that they should be doing it because they're too full of themselves.
What's it to her?
So I'm like, I'm sorry, Jill. It's not your decision to make. If you really feel strongly, you can make your case at the next committee meeting.
She'll come round, love.
So your call from Will, was that your big news?
Ah. I popped into the building society at lunchtime to see what kind of mortgage we could get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we should be able to afford a house around £250,000. It's brilliant, eh?
Well, it would be if I could contribute.
Oh, look, I told you, love, it's not a problem.
It is, Harrison. It's why I can't marry you.
Whoa! Who said anything about marriage? Where's all this come from?
Right, if we get married and split up, I don't deserve half a house that you've paid for.
Oh, this is daft, love. Look, we're not even talking about marriage at the moment. Are we? And how can you be so sure you don't want to get married?
Well, because of the mess my parents made of it.
And that's why you're convinced relationships don't last?
They don't.
You can't think like that. I mean, apart from anything else, it makes me really sad.
Me too.
Listen to me. Married or not, the house that we buy together will be our house. Yours and mine. You can be pessimistic all you like, but I believe in us, for now and forever. I don't know how much clearer I can say it.
No welcome hug?
I can't move. She's fallen asleep on my lap.
Oh, I see. Your friend's dog. I thought she'd be gone by now.
Oh, isn't she a poppet?
Oh, she is rather cute. But she has to go or you'll be arrested for dog napping. Oh, it was such a tedious meeting this afternoon. The chap chairing it, honestly, Lillian, paint was watching him dry. I couldn't wait to get back here with my lovely, ever-attentive lady.
Oh, look at her little ears.
If you want a dog, I'll get you a dog.
I want this one.
Darling, you can't.
She's such a friendly little thing. Oh, look at that face.
No, but she belongs to someone else.
She doesn't.
No, your pal, what's her name?
Justin. There is no friend. I made her up. Matt gave me the puppy for my birthday.
What?
His idea of a joke, you know, to put the cat or the dog amongst the pigeons. So we can't keep her. If we do, Matt's one.
I see. Well, you seem to have fallen for her. She has definitely fallen for you.
Well, that's as maybe, but we'll both just have to get over it.
That man is certainly very irritating.
I know, and that's why we can't keep her.
Probably for the best.
Definitely.
Darling, you don't honestly think I can make you get rid of her, do you?
What?
After all, it's not the puppy's fault that Matt Crawford gave her to you. And just think how fit we'll get taking her for walks.
Really?
This house needs a dog. And I've always thought so. Now, what's her name?
Well, I didn't dare give her one, apart from Pooch.
Oh, can't call her that. Let's see. How about Ruby, to match your birthstone?
Oh, that's just perfect. Ruby.
Ruby it is, then.
But I don't deserve equity if you pay the lion's share of the mortgage, Harrison. But I feel like I'd be taken advantage.
Only if I felt that too, and I really and truly don't.
Well, OK, then. I'd feel like your tenant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that came out wrong. I that isn't what I meant at all. OK, then. What if we split the equity so that if we broke up, the share would be like 70-30 or whatever?
Is this you trying to make it better because it's not working? Why the hell are we imagining how we divide a house we haven't even bought yet? Oh, listen to us, Fallon. This is mad.
I suppose it is.
I love your independence. I love your pride. I even love your pig-headedness. I mean, look how long it took us to get together. But not if it means we don't do this. Please, I can afford it, so please let me. If that's what you want. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
You certainly picked a perfect morning for it.
3 days of boring meetings in London, and this is what I've missed most.
Charming.
Correction, no, this is what I've missed most apart from Lillian. A heart-thumping hack on a splendid horse like Aziz kickstarts the weekend.
With your very own food and drink awards to follow.
It's at Barefield Manor this year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sponsored by Damara for a second year running and doubled in size.
Helen's hoping her Borsetshire Blue will win again. Well, she jolly well deserves it after the year she's had.
I hope you can join us, Shula.
Oh, I don't know. It's been a long week.
Oh, Lillian told me about Caroline. What awful news. My sincere condolences.
Thanks, Justin. Yes, it's been hard to focus. I think I'm okay and then I'm not. I distract myself with something and then it hits me. Do you know, I've dreamt of her every night this week.
Oh. How's Oliver?
Oh, he's on autopilot, incredibly organised and businesslike. But at least his daughter's with him now.
Mm. Will we get a chance to celebrate her life here in Ambridge?
He's asked me to organise a memorial service. He's coming back home in a couple of weeks. Right now, the whole thing fills me with dread. But only because I don't want to let Caroline down.
Well, if anyone can do her justice, it's you.
Thanks, Lillian. I hope so. So, Ruby. Mm. Denise and Alistair have given her the once-over.
And?
She's a happy, healthy puppy.
Oh.
About 3 months old.
Uh-huh.
She's been microchipped, so you just need to update your details as her new owners. Oh. And the paperwork that came with her shows her jabs are all up to date.
And is she ready to be collected?
You'll have to fight Denise for her. Your Ruby's quite a heartbreaker.
The sooner the table's up, the sooner we can start arranging your prize-winning cheeses and pulling the punters.
Oh, there's so much stuff in the van, I don't recognise half of it. Oh, where did this box come from?
Well, those are the flyers about fermented food. And those are 50 little dishes I bought at the Cash and Carry in Birmingham for the kimchi.
Oh, you promised you'd only take up a tiny part of the stall, Tom. We're here for Bridge Farm Organics, not your little sideline.
We're totally here for Bridge Farm. But any discerning customers who came over to check us out are bound to be curious about my little sideline, as you so patronisingly put it.
Right, where's the banner?
Don't panic. The Bridge Farm one's right here. We'll put it out front so it can be seen from the other side of the grounds. I've had another one made for my stuff.
Tom?
What?
This is the Bridge Farm Organic Stall. This is where we promote Bridge Farm products. I've been nominated in two categories, for goodness sake.
I do know that.
Your business isn't much more than a business plan at the moment. Hasn't earned the right to take centre stage.
And it won't. I've just got some samples of kefir and kimchi, plus a bunch of flies to explain what fermented food actually is. Oh, and my competition.
Your what?
Answer three simple questions correctly about fermented foods and you could win a hamper of yummy Bridge Farm products.
Our hampers cost £40.
Which I will happily refund. Yeah, worth every penny if my competition harvests a stack of punters' email addresses for my database. Clever, eh?
I suppose so.
Honestly, Helen, you'll hardly know I'm here. You are the face of Bridge Farm Dairy and your cheese will wow the judges for a second year running. I just know it.
Oh. So want to win again and collect the award in person. To get some decent publicity for the farm because I made the best artisan product, not because I'm that woman.
I'm rooting for you, sis. You know that. Now, let's get a move on. That award-winning cheese won't display itself.
And I'll have four of the olive focaccia.
Sheila, lovely to see you.
Oh, Matt. There you go. Thanks.
Well, this is all a bit impressive. Is it a regular thing?
The Food and Drink Awards, they started last year. Justin Elliott's the main sponsor.
Ah, of course he is. So many fingers, so many pies.
He's quite a presence in Ambridge.
Hmm.
I suppose you know about the housing development.
Yeah, I had heard. I'm trying to guess if you're a NIMBY or an IMBY.
And what have you decided?
Oh, I seem to recall you didn't put up a fight about Grain Spinney. So I reckon you're pro with reservations.
I don't want young people to move away because there are no affordable houses, but I'd hate Hammeridge to change beyond recognition.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Anyway, nice to see you.
Oh, and how are the stables going?
We're doing fine, and the veterinary practice is going from strength to strength, so maybe see you later.
I'm helping out an event next week that you and Alistair might be interested in.
I don't think so.
I haven't even said what it is yet.
I still don't think so.
Investors' Day at Grey Gables next Monday. Feel free to turn up on the date. Look, here, take my card anyway. Always happy to help.
Melling Equestrian Investments Limited. Don't hold your breath, Matt. If you'll excuse me, I promised Mum I'd get her some honey.
Can I get you anything else?
Yes, I'll take that big chunk of Borsetshire blue, please.
Right you are. How are you doing, Sheila?
I'm okay. Thank you for the card, Helen. It was sweet of you to think of me.
Not at all. Must be a difficult time.
It is.
Right, well, there you go. Enjoy.
Oh, you're bound to win for a second year. Borsetshire blue is so delicious.
You reckon? Kind of talked myself out of it.
Oh, Sheila, have you tried the kimchi?
Do I have to?
I'll give it a go, Tom.
Oh, Matt. Yeah, be my guest.
And it's a pleasure to catch up with you too, Tom. So, this is kimchi.
Oh, I'm experimenting with recipes at the moment.
Actually, that's not bad. How's it, mate?
Well...
Oh, sorry.
Well, take an information flyer. All the details are there. And why not enter the competition for a chance to win this Bridge Farm Organics hamper?
Yeah, no thanks, mate. If I want my e-details on your database, I'll let you know.
I know you can, Mum. I'm on my way. Bye. Sorry, Tom. You'll have to mind the fort. I need to get home. Jack's got a temperature.
Oh, Ruby's enjoying being out and about, isn't she? Oh, and look, she's lapping up that water.
It's as if we've always had her.
Matt got it so wrong. He thought he could sabotage my life again, and he failed. Oh,
maybe he'll get the hint and finally leave us be.
Hmm, and I just saw a Gloucester Old Spot gliding above the Portaloo.
Well, as long as you still like all my presents.
Oh, I adore my ruby pendant. And we're off to the men's final at Wimbledon on Sunday. I mean, I couldn't want for anything more, darling.
So you'd say no, then, to one final birthday present?
Of course not. That would be rude.
Good-o. So, when I was in London, I happened to notice that hair is having a big revival in the autumn. So, I got us tickets. What do you say?
I say yes, please. Oh, and can I dance on stage with the cast like I did, 49 years ago?
And another round of applause for Borsetshire Fine Foods and their award-winning gooseberry and Earl Grey infusion. Congratulations.
I tried some of that. It's lovely.
Sounds a bit too worthy for me.
And now we come to the Damara Award for Best Artisan Product. Another year of top quality produce from some of our finest makers. The nominees are Paxley Dough for their rustic spelt sourdough loaf, Reach Farm Organics for their Borsetshire blue cheese.
Hooray!
Go, Helen!
And Rosemary and Kindling for their based and barbecue Moroccan lamb burgers. And the gold award goes to a product that, according to the judges, never fails to please. Bridge Farm Organics for the second year running with their Borsetshire blue cheese.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Helen really deserves
it. But she had to go home. Jack's poorly.
Oh, no, really?
And here to collect the award on behalf of Bridge Farm Organics, please welcome Helen Archer.
Wow. Thank you, judges, for your kind words. Unfortunately, my sister Helen can't be here to collect the award, so I'll accept on behalf of her and my family at Bridge Farm. We are proud to offer a huge range of top quality products from Borsetshire Blue to our exciting new range of fermented foods. And if you don't know about the health-giving properties of kefir and kimchi, I'd just like to give you a quick bit of background. Fermented foods...
Thank you, Tom, for filling in for me. I'm so proud to win this award for the second year running. I was unable to collect the award in person last year, so it means the world to me to be here and to have this opportunity to thank my amazing family and friends for all their love, loyalty and support. I'm sorry if this sounds a bit cheesy, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Oh, well done, Helen.
Lillian, here you are. I've been looking for you all day.
And I've been leaving messages for you all week.
So how was your birthday? 21 again, eh? Ah, and there's the little mutt I got you. Yeah, cute little chap, isn't he?
What is it with you men? He's a she.
Oh. Gee, I used to love surprising you. Weekends away, little gifts, those comedy boxes I wore under my tux, remember?
Hard to forget, Matt.
And you loved being surprised. That's why I gave you the puppy.
And because you thought it would disrupt my life and make things awkward between me and Justin.
Of course not. Why would I do that?
You know why. Well, guess what? It didn't work. Get it into your head, Matt. It's over between us. And don't look at me like that. I mean it. Oh, darling. So pleased for Helen. Did you know she'd won?
Of course I did. But I know how much you like surprises. Hello, Matt. Hope you've enjoyed today. And on behalf of us both, may I thank you for Ruby.
Ruby?
Ruby. This is the nice man who gave you to Lillian. She'll lick your hand if you offer it. Go on, Ruby. Lick the nice man. That was a wonderful present, Matt. So very thoughtful. We adore her, don't we, Lily?
We do.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it. Marvellous. Anyway, I must love you and leave you. Meeting some business pals in Felbersham.
Good afternoon.
Bye, Matt.
Yeah, bye.
Well played, darling. Game, set and match to Justin.
I only serve aces, and I've got more balls.
Absolutely. Oh, darling, thank you for being so understanding about Ruby.
What do you mean?
Well, I know how it looks, getting a puppy from my ex.
Lillian, darling, I don't trust Matt Crawford as far as I could throw him, but I do trust you 100%, and that's all that matters.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.